Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here covering the show from April 21st through the 28th. It's kind of a heavy show, I feel like. We are in the build-up to the Scorpio full moon that happens in the wee hours after the show, so if you guys are listening later, the impact of that full moon was on Thursday, the 21st of April, and then all day Friday, the 22nd. So we can have major endings, major breakthroughs and achievements, some kind of climactic moment around a Scorpio theme. And so Scorpio is the most intense part of the chart. It rules death and birth. So we, you know, we just saw the example of Prince passing on the global level. And it also rules reproduction and your sexual attractions and interests and issues. So we can see something peaking in one of those areas. It rules divorce. So there may be something coming into a head with that. And it rules all financial areas except your income, so the loans, the taxes, the insurance, the alimony, investments, settlements, inheritance, bankruptcy, your royalties, anything like that. So we have something really hitting a high point with that. And if I look at this full moon, it is kind of bookended between two moon energies that I think impact, you know, what is coming to a head in one of those areas for you in your life. At the front side of that, we had the moon opposite Uranus. If you read my daily, you saw I was talking about a surprise, a shock with another person. And again, I'm using Prince as an example, but yeah, you know, hopefully it's nothing that extreme in your own personal life, but having that kind of surprise thing you didn't see coming involving another person was part of it. And then it is also on the opposite side of that bookend tomorrow, after the full moon perfects in the wee hours, then the moon is going to trine Neptune, which is the veil between worlds and does rule everything in the artistic realm with music and film and poetry and painting. It rules our spiritual journey and the practices that we have in our spiritual life. It rules our romantic karmic connections. It rules healing and addictions in hospitals, and it rules research and development. And so there is something kind of flowing very easily into one of those realms tied into whatever is either escalating to some kind of major ending or breakthrough and celebration and achievement that we have at this particular moment. In the week ahead, we have two other major themes that are happening. We have on Wednesday the 27th, the sun is going to make an adjustment aspect to Mars. And so when we think about the fact that we have all these retrograde planets, Mars is one of them. So this is an important day for you to kind of show up and deal with that past situation. And you're going to need to kind of either work something out around your income needs or work something out with possessions or purchases that day as you tackle your Mars retrograde topic. And then on Thursday, Mercury retrograde. So we've been in this shadow for a couple weeks. It's going to retrograde on April 28th at 1:20 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to stay retrograde until May 22nd. During that phase, it's going to back up from the 25th degree of Taurus to the 14th degree of Taurus. And so if you do have planets in your chart at that degree or you have something in one of the fixed signs at that degree, you know, in Taurus or Leo or Scorpio or Aquarius, then you'll probably be impacted the most. You know, it's an important do-over for everybody, but those people with planets at those degrees are going to have even more going on. So Mercury retrograding is about us actually starting this process of going back with Mercury themes, getting back into the talks and meetings and hearing from people or running into them from the past, and looking at old agreements and old decisions and old ideas. And if there is anything that we need to focus on in the Taurian part of our chart, which is about how we feel valued and what's going on with our money or possessions or purchases, then this will be the time to look at that. Now, I said with a few of my sites that I would talk a little bit about what was going on with Prince. And so if you guys need to go, some people are really interested in this and some people can't, have a hard time following along. So I will try to, hit on what I found interesting about the chart and what's happening with him right now, or what just happened with him. And really starting with that, I think the most simple thing is to say, you know, here we had a Gemini ruled by Mercury, and his chart ruler was the ruler of his rising sign, which was Scorpio, that's ruled by Mars and Pluto. So Mars, Pluto, and Mercury are the three planets that are retrograding. Mars and Pluto just went retrograde on Sunday and Monday this week that we're in right now. And so, you know, they flip within 24 hours of each other. And so that's a lot of personal planetary, like life vital force energy for Prince moving in the backwards direction. And then Mercury had come to a standstill and is preparing to retrograde in this week ahead. And so, again, ruling his solar vital life energy, this is a lot of energy pulling away, pulling back. And so that kind of started it. If we look at, you know, what I look to at these times, and remember, there are not any one of these things by itself is going to say, oh, my gosh, you know, this person's meant to die now. It doesn't really work like that. There's going to be some times throughout the course of your life where there will be a lot of things that pile up on top of each other that are indicators of a really challenging physical time. And when you have a lot of them, that's one of the windows where you find yourself in the hospital or you find yourself crossing over. So it doesn't always mean that this is going to take you there, but he did have quite a bit going there. And, you know, it's also interesting to note that we are spiritual beings having a lifetime in a body. And so when we have a pileup, like, you know, this can be confronting us on a physical level. It can also be confronting us on a spiritual level, on a mental or emotional level. You know, so sometimes you see somebody who plans their, you know, fakes their death to run away from a situation. They would have the same kind of pileup like this because every bit of their focus, of their energy, of their thoughts and their heart would be focused on this particular theme. And they would escape and go start some new life somewhere. So I'm not saying that he did that by any means. I'm just saying I don't want people to panic when they hear me talk about a few of these topics and think that it's happening in their chart or something, because you have to look at a lot to figure this stuff out. So anyways, you know, in Prince's chart, we look at the ruler of death. The ruler of death in Prince's chart is Mercury. Gemini's on the door to death can mean a younger death if the sun is so configured. Prince did have his son in the house of death, the eighth house at birth, so it would be a theme for him to deal with, either literally or figuratively, you know, going into those deeper topics throughout his life because of this placement, you know, was part of what made his music so great. But under a challenging configuration, we look at, okay, so what was Mercury doing? And it had stationed to go retrograde, putting it in a weaker or reversal setting. And at this point, it's square to his natal Chiron, which is about wounds and healing of wounds. So it was putting frictional energy on that from a weaker state. And then we hop over to his progress chart. We see Mercury was at the 29th degree of Cancer. And this is a critical degree, which means it's stronger, it's more empowered. And it was semi-sextiling, and for you guys have heard me talk about this before, it's the in conjunct and the semi-sextile, which we find a lot in death charts. And he did have it semi-sextiling Pluto, the planet of death and transformation, for a year out of his life, which happened to be this at this time. Second, we go look at the ruler of the end of all matters in his chart, and that's Uranus. And Uranus had transited into an opposition to Jupiter for the one time in his life. So he was facing something big with another person that could tip the balance with what would occur. This is a once in 84-year moment, so that's why I'm saying, you know, unless it first would have happened in the first couple years of his life, you're pretty much assured this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that would happen. And this placement was also putting pressure on Uranus from Chiron, that same wound that we were talking about in the last one. So there was something that he was dealing with there, either physically or emotionally. And it was also putting pressure on Pluto, the planet of death and transformation, from that position it was in. So if I jump over to the progress chart, Uranus had just reached the fourth degree of Libra, which put it into alignment with Mercury, the ruler of death in his chart, for the first time in 30 years. And so, you know, I mean, that's probably enough right there, but there's a lot more. Saturn would be the third thing I would look at. Saturn, because it is... you know, a limiter, an ender, it's very finite. in his chart, it was in opposition to his sun, which is his solar vital life force, in that eighth house of death and transformation. So this is a once in 29 year factor coming into play at the same time. It takes a toll. When we have Saturn sitting opposite us, it drains us. We feel more tired, fatigued. We can have aches in our physical structure, you know, the bones and the back and the joints and all that can be under pressure. And it was weakened or reversing in its retrograde phase and moving in towards his first house of physical being. And at the same time, it was doing the same thing to his rising degree in one of those semi-sextiles that I was just talking about. The progressed Saturn, if I go over and look at that, it was in Aquarius, the sign ruling the end of all matters. And it was in the fourth degree, which means it was 4 degrees or a four-year buildup to Chiron, the wound. Again, we're looking at that same. And it was also near the midpoint between transiting Pluto and Chiron. So again, you know, death and transformation in the wound. If I go look at Pluto, which is the planet of death and transformation, what was it doing in Prince's chart? Pluto was retrograding, sending Pluto back to in conjunct his sun in the house of death and transformation for the last time in his life. So again, that in conjunct and with a very powerful transformational planet affecting his vital life force. Pluto was at 17 degrees, his sun at 16, so it had been hammering him between the end of January and the first week of March at the 16th degree, and then it started to let up just a bit, and it stopped and turned around on Monday when it retrograded to start coming back towards his sun, and that was bearing down pretty heavily. Pluto in an inconjunct as a very testing and sometimes fatal aspect to the sun. Since his sun... Well, no, I kind of talked about that. If I look at the progressed Pluto, the planet of death and rebirth, was at the Sabian degree called an eagle and a large white dove change into each other, which, you know, hit me. It's all I could think was doves, when doves cry. And, you know, that major transformational effect from the eagle to the dove. I thought that was rather profound, actually. Anyways, what else can I tell you about this? If I look at, you need to look at the sun, the rising, and the moon in somebody's chart. We just kind of talked about the sun and the rising. So if we take a look at the moon, we were building to a full moon at 2 degrees of Scorpio, which happens later tonight for you guys listening live, happens, technically on Friday the 22nd of April. But today is when we started the build-up to it on the 21st. And for people on the West Coast or the West side of the U.S., it's actually technically happening today. So a full moon in Scorpio, one of the things it does rule is death and transformation. The second degree is a very key degree in his chart. He has Neptune sitting at 2 degrees of Scorpio, the sign of that the full moon was happening. So it was a direct hit on his Neptune, and Neptune rules that veil between worlds. It can bring a focus on drugs or prescriptions, otherwise on chemical substances, flu-like issues in the body, fluid problems, delusion, a hard time pinning something down. We also have to take into account the liver or the pineal gland issues that may have been happening through the Sagittarian phase that we were also in with the retrograde ruler. Anyways, its position in this house, it rules the same things. Both are in the sign that rule death and transformation at this point. It made an alignment with his birth moon at 2 degrees of Pisces. So we have an alignment that is an easy flow alignment to the moon, to this full moon that sits in the house of the end of all matters. I mean, it's just so overwhelming. The transiting sun had just passed over the karmic south node, which is lost in the house of health. Opposite his Neptune in the veil between worlds zone, illuminating that his progressed moon, if I go over to that chart, had just progressed into the house of health for the first time in his life. And in Aries was ruled by Mars there, which had just retrograded on Sunday, weakening it or bringing in the reversals. Here it locked onto another karmic point called the vertex, also at 27 degrees, bringing something faded to the event. and it is also now a 2-year in conjunct with Pluto, the planet of death and transformation. I'd also add that the ruler of this chart was Mars, and in progression it had come to the end of the 25th degree, putting it upon a malevolent star associated with beheadings, losing one's head, choking, strangulation, hanging, and other things fixed upon the throat. This may have had a literal effect upon his body. It may have played into emotions of feeling suffocated or choked out of something at this time, and it's not a pleasant energy to deal with. So that's, you know, how much more do you need? You know, it would have been a tough period. I do want to share a couple just highlights with the Sabians about him, like I did with Bowie, because I think it's you know, fairly impressive how spot on this stuff is. If we look at the sun position, which is about his physical presence and his ego, the Sabian degree is called the head of a robust youth, changes into that of a mature thinker, which I think is, you know, seeing that iconic child spirit in him and the profound thinker that he became in his lyrics and the direction his life took is really, really, you know, spot on. And they say that mental metamorphosis is kind of at the key to that particular degree. If I look at his midheaven, which is the high point of the chart, which really rules the career and the direction that we go in our life, it rules what we become known for. And in his chart, he had Pluto, that powerful death and transformation, sex and power energy sitting upon his midheaven on the same exact degree. So both the midheaven and Pluto are under the same Sabian symbol, and the name for that symbol is called an unsealed letter. That's interesting. That's kind of like, to me, that's a huge message that you're here to deliver, but that there's something very kind of, there's a secret side to it, you know, or there's a special side to that message. If I quote Dane Rudyard, I can never say his name, sorry, everybody knows his astrology, who I'm talking about, then his translation of that is the realization by an individual that all thoughts and all messages are inevitably shared to be shared by all men. And so kind of bringing that out, taking that private side of it out to the world in a larger level. And it is a lot of what he became known for, and it was very transformational in his life. If I look at his rising degree, and the name for that, it's called a woman fecundated by her own spirit is great with child. So if you think of a woman all, you know, all excited about this great birth that she's about to give, and this defines his chart, you know, this is while the description they give is a total reliance upon the dictates of the God within oneself, the will of God, and bringing that through divine faith in something bigger than oneself. And we know, you know, spiritually that the child, giving birth to the child is relevant to or relates to birthing a large creative project. So I think that is beautiful as well. And I'm just going to, I think, give you two more. If I look at his moon, this one I loved because this is so spot on. You know, the moon and our chart are how we behave or how we feel emotionally out there. Are our emotions raw? Do we feel afraid of the world on an emotional level? Do we embrace it? You know, where are we? And his is entitled A Squirrel Hiding from Hunters. And I feel like a lot of that self, you know, the key word for this is self-protection. And because of, you know, how out in the world he got with this level, and maybe even if he hadn't had that, he would have always felt this kind of need to be very self-protective and private about his emotional side of his being throughout his life. And I think we've seen that a lot with him. He shared the message, but his emotional nature was very private and protected. And then finally, I would share with you guys his north node of destiny, kind of the direction he was meant to go in, and that's called a crowded sightseeing bus on a city street. And it's this fundamental human eagerness to expand one's social horizon and experience the results of collective achievements and new ways of going about things in life. And so, you know, it was a widening of experience and an adventure kind of direction for his life. And the sightseeing bus, I mean, it definitely said he was going to have an audience for what he was doing. So, you know, wow, very intense, right? And so when we are looking at what's going on in our own life right now with this climactic Pluto-Scorpio full moon and having Pluto retrograde during the same week with Mars, both rulers of Scorpio, we know that there's either something really, really big from the past going away, or there is something really, really big that we are returning to, and something climactic is happening this week to show us what that might be. And so, you know, again, this can be the most intense side of Scorpio, which can be about a death or a birth, but it can also very literally be taking you down roads that are showing you what you need to do or where you are so far and what's next. In the financial situation in your life, or how you're sharing, or what's going on with third-party situations, how empowered or disempowered you are in a certain situation, what's going on sexually or reproductively or with a divorce. And so, you know, it's an intense week. Give everybody a break. Give yourself a break. And so, you know, literally, that's my overview. I want to start going through the signs for everybody. For Aries, straight up, you know, you are in one of those really intense weeks where the more you can focus on what you want to change or end or bring to fruition with your loans and debt and inheritance and bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, alimony, child support, investments, settlements, whatever that big financial theme is, it's a really important week that you're bringing this to some kind of high point. And then you're also going to be flipping the switch on the other side of that financial arena with Mercury retrograding and the sun highlighting what's going on with your personal income and your purchases and your possessions. And so, you know, Wednesday is when you're going to be adapting some stuff around this, and Thursday, the 28th of next week, is when you really get the opportunities coming back around from the past. And you are going to be slowing down enough to get things right. And so I really want to reiterate that with everybody. It's frustrating. The things that are going away right now, or the things that are slowing down, this is the time, this is the divine cosmic clock. This is when things are meant to be happening. And so you have to have faith in the higher powers and trust that this is, you know, meant to be in the way that it's coming about, and slow yourself down enough to take this time it's giving you to go back and get something right. So for Aries, if they need to go approach somebody, you know, for an old way of making money, maybe a past client comes back around, or an old boss, or you see a place that you applied to before and now they're looking for workers again, this can be a good time to go back and get that old income situation straightened out. Or that purchase that you wanted to make before can start to come through now. You can get rid of the possessions and clear out your space, or you can go back and purchase something that you want to possess, you know, from the past. And so, you know, bringing the big shared financial realms to a climax now, and then moving into this past personal financial scope throughout the week is where it's at. And I would also say for Aries, with this full moon, I mean, you may be having something else climaxing in that death and rebirth scenario with a reproductive birth or sexual interest or the divorce as well. So that's kind of the crux of what's going on for Aries. For Taurus, you know, this full moon right now, when you're looking at themes of death and rebirth, of sex and reproduction, of divorce, or any of the big financial themes, for Taurus, it's playing out with a romantic partner or a business partner, with a client, with a specialist, with an agent, with an opponent, with a competitor. One key relationship is really where this is at. So, you know, something is really coming to a head there, either Thursday the 21st or Friday the 22nd. And as you move into your week ahead, then you're going to start to really hone in on what's going on that you need for yourself. You're going to turn some of that attention back towards yourself. Doesn't mean you're going to negate the other person as you've reached this full moon, but it means that there is a turning of a corner here. And now it is going to be about making some adjustments around one of those Scorpio themes on Wednesday the 27th. And then by Thursday the 28th, really starting to head back to something that really matters to you. So back to the old identity, the old physical self, the old what you're doing with your brand, your name, your title, your image, or something that you are just personally drawn to, really a good time to go back, rethink things about yourself or what you want, talk to people from the past about opportunities or issues and hash those out. And you will start to see that showing up in this week ahead, give you some ideas about what that's going to be about. For Gemini, this full moon that is happening tonight, Thursday the 21st, if you're listening live, and also Friday the 22nd, this is bringing something to a big climax for you with the finances or the sex life, reproductive need, death, birth, divorce, or third-party scenario. And for Gemini, it's playing out in the health realm, or it's playing out with your job or with coworkers or people you hire, or it's playing out with paperwork or with animals or getting organized or taking care of the details in some way. So you want to kind of, you know, work towards what you're building up here or deal with the climactic ending or achievement over these couple days and do what needs to be done. And then for the rest of the week, you're really going to be putting a lot of energy into what's going on behind the scenes and this building move towards this Mercury retrograde that perfects on Thursday the 28th. So this is, when I say behind the scenes, for Gemini in this week, I mean, this is going to put a lot of focus on research and development, any kind of projects you're working on behind closed doors. Anything you're doing with a romantic tryst or karmic romance, anything you're doing with an artistic project or talent or skill, so film, poetry, dance, painting, music, whatever that might be, anything that you are really kind of getting ready to rethink or return to or release that's in the spiritual path, so you're in your meditation or prayer or yoga, anything with healing or hospitals that you need to get back to and deal with, or if there's an addiction or a bad habit you're ready to kick, you know. And so you want to make those adjustments on Wednesday the 27th with that key person who's involved with one of those topics. And then by Thursday, really be ready to kind of go back and meet with those people, talk with those people, make some choices, take the time to get this stuff right, okay? For Cancer, you know, this full moon here on Thursday the 21st and on Friday the 22nd is bringing some kind of major peak ending or a celebration and achievement. And again, like with all the signs, it's either going to hone in on something with death, birth, reproduction, sex life, divorce, or the big financial picture. But for Cancer, it's going to play out with your lover or your love life, or it's going to play out with children, or it's going to play out with creative endeavors, or with something recreational you're doing. So we're seeing something come to a head in some combination there over these 2 days, and you're wrapping things up or marking an ending or seeing some kind of achievement that is peaking here. And then as you move into the rest of this week ahead, you're really going to be starting to focus more on where the Sun and Mercury retrograde are taking you, which is going to be a lot of talks and news and meetings and offers and decisions and showing up there and getting involved with friends, with group activities, with what you're doing online, with astrology, with charities, and all tied into something from the past, you know, connecting and getting back in there with people and rethinking things or redoing them or releasing something here in some way. So make those adjustments on Wednesday, and then by Thursday, the 28th, definitely going to start to see the time to go back and renew something or rework something in those areas. For Leo, this full moon in Scorpio that we are at here on Thursday the 21st and then also is going to color Friday the 22nd, this is bringing some kind of powerful culmination in the financial, sexual, reproductive, birth, death, divorce, or third-party scenario for you that's going to play out in the home or with a move or renovation or real estate deal or with family, a parent or a roommate, something there at the core root of your chart. And so, again, you're really trying to bring that to its peak or deal with that major thing that's happening as it wraps up for you. And then the rest of the week ahead for Leo is going to start to move you in the direction of where the sun is highlighting you and where the Mercury retrograde is calling you back to rework or release or reconnect with something. And all of this is focusing on, Leo, three different areas, your career, you know, so get in there, meet with people that can help you from the past with your career or rethink what you're doing now in your career, rewrite things, work on interviews and auditions and whatever can take you in that direction that you really want to go. It is about your personal goals, you know, that can be losing weight, getting married, buying a house, having a baby, whatever your personal goal is. And again, you know, you're kind of showing up throughout the week, making adjustments on Wednesday, and then really getting into that path direction starting on Thursday the 28th. And then the third thing for Leo would be any kind of focus on authority figures that you're dealing with, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, a priest, whoever that higher up person is that you're dealing with. And so you're showing up and getting involved with this person, pursuing them or helping them or dealing with them. And then the retrograde is going to start to take you back to rethink something and get back in there and hammer something out and get it right. For Virgo, full moon on Thursday the 21st, coloring Friday the 22nd. Virgo, this is definitely going to be bringing this full moon apex for you guys. With the financial, sexual, divorce, reproductive, birth, death, or what did I leave out? Saying it too many times, the big Scorpio theme. And it's playing out through a few different areas here for you guys. So something's either coming to a big head and an ending, or there's some kind of big climax and celebration here through a talk that happens, a meeting, an agreement, a sales, the writing, an interview, an audition, an offer. You know, something in that communication realm, or it's playing out with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, could be playing out through short trips and local activities as well. So something really big finally culminating in this area between Thursday and Friday, the 21st and 22nd. And then you're really going to be pouring energy for the rest of the week into this solar and Mercury retrograde themed arena, which for Virgo is asking you guys to start to show up and rethink, rework, release, reconnect with past people and situations that have to do with legal needs, travel plans, people at a distance, educational interests, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity interests, weddings, religious or political themes, all the higher-minded arenas. So Virgo may be drawn back to really get in there and rethink or rework something in one of those areas, and this would be the time to do so. For Libra, you know, this full moon that's happening here on the 21st and then Friday the 22nd of April, bringing something to a big head in that financial arena or with sex or divorce or reproduction or birth or death or triangles, third-party situations. And for Libra, it is playing out in a way that is impacting your income, or it's playing out in a way that's impacting your possessions or purchasing power or something you've purchased. And so, you know, you're seeing this come to a high point. Also may have to do with what you value in life coming to a high point around one of these areas. So something ending or coming through at this point. And then in the rest of the week, you're going to be turning your attention to the outer financial realms way more. And so this is you showing up and making some adjustments in a talk or meeting on Wednesday or with the news you hear, and then by Thursday diving back into the old project or situation or with those people and working something out over the 3 weeks ahead, 3.5 weeks ahead. So for Libra, when I say this, it really means getting in there with the loan, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the commissions, the royalties, the alimony, the child support, the partners or investors' money, you know, whatever that outside financial flow is, this is what's going to allow you to go back to that or something right. And then also, or to release something, if you're bound up in something now, you can kind of go in there and finesse it in some new way. Also for Libra, there will be a personal side to this, so there may be some reconnecting with old sexual attractions or going back and taking care of some reproductive needs, dealing with a mortality issue and releasing or reworking something there. or anything involving third-party scenarios or divorce. So, you know, if there is something for you to hammer out, if you're going to run into somebody from the past related to one of those themes, it would be the time to get in there and see what that's about for you. For Scorpio, this is a full moon in your sign that we are in as I speak here on April 21st, and will also color the whole day of April 22nd, Friday. And so, Scorpio, this is some kind of major peak for you. So something really is finally at an end that has to do with your identity, your name, your title, your brand, your image, your body, some personal thing that you're interested in. Or something has really finally reached a height and you are celebrating what you have come to. And again, Scorpio themes will play into this. So it is in a shared arena or a triangle third-party scenario with shared finances or with your sexuality or with your reproductive needs or the divorce. And so you're kind of looking at what high peak you are at right now and how far you've come since this time last year, and then getting ready for the next story that will evolve after this. And then in this week ahead, all this energy is going to kind of flood into the relational part of the chart for you. And it's going to be a lot of showing up one-on-one with these people and then starting to either go back to the past and rehash something. You might rework it. You might reconnect with some past people. In the relationship part of the chart, this is going to focus on romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. And so it really is a very important time for you to be connecting and reconnecting and releasing bad connections, you know. A Mercury retrograde will allow you to let go of the ones that aren't working, allow the past people that are meant to play a part to come back around. So you really do want to kind of make whatever adjustments you need to on Wednesday and then be ready to dive into that release, reclaim, rework, rethink phase that starts on Thursday the 28th. For Sagittarius, this full moon on Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd, it's going to color both days. It's bringing something to a head for you guys that involves, you know, again, financial, sexual, divorce, reproductive, birth, death, or triangle third-party scenarios. But for Sag, it's going to play out either in a romantic, karmic-type arena, or it's going to play out in around healing, addiction, bad habits that you're trying to break, or hospital situations. It can play out around an artistic project or pursuit like film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. It can play out in the spiritual arena, your prayers, your meditation, your yoga, anything. I don't know if I said research and development. It would definitely play out in those areas as well. So something coming to a big head here financially, sexually, in some shared way, you know, or through the divorce in one of those arenas. So you're seeing something really crest to that peak. And then the rest of the week, you're going to start to really pour yourself into the work, or what you're doing with coworkers or hired help, or what you're doing with health scenarios or with animals, and so, or paperwork, I should also say. And so you want to really show up, get involved, make some adjustments on Wednesday, and then be ready to go back into those old opportunities or old issues or reconnect with past people and past situations and rethink things and bring back old project, you know, old work projects, old coworkers, or get back in touch with the old health issue and get it fixed, you know, or rethink, you know, maybe you're ready now to adopt the pet or whatever. So, I mean, it is going to kind of give you a do-over in those areas, and so this is where this is going. For Capricorn, this full moon that is coming to a head tonight on Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd, it's going to bring some kind of climactic ending or achievement or celebration in the sexual, reproductive, birth, death, divorce, or financially shared arena. And for Capricorn, it'll play out through the aspirations that you have, so something really peaking with a big dream that you have about one of those topics, or it's going to play out through a friend or within a group setting or with something you're doing online or with astrology or charities or gatherings of some sort. So whatever you've been working to you see come through or whatever is ending here, then this is the time frame for that. And then in the rest of the week, Capricorn is really going to be pouring a lot of energy into the fifth house of true love and kids and creative projects and fun. And so this is the time for you guys to get in there, show up physically, get involved with any of this, and start to really think about what it is you want involving the past here. So it might be a past, you know, someone that you loved a long time ago coming back around, or something that you talked about in the past with this lover, and now you guys get a chance to go back and make a decision about it, you know, something from the past with that love life or lover, or something that you're going to rethink or redo in some way with the kids, or getting back in touch with that old creative venture that you started but then you never took forward. Now you can rehash that. Or just getting back in touch with your own idea of fun, so the recreational area. And so this is where it's going, and I would say yay for the caps on that one. For Aquarius, this full moon that happens on Thursday the 21st, Friday the 22nd, this is bringing a big climax either in the financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, birth, death, triangle, third party scenario. For Aquarius, it's either playing out having to do with your career and what's happening there in some major way. So maybe you're having that big financial achievement on the career front, or you're retiring and getting that 401k check, whatever. It can be playing out with a major life goal. So something you've really been trying to reach is finally culminating at this point. Maybe it has a financial or an intimate side to it, or something going on with an authority figure, with your boss, with your parent, with the judge, with the mentor. So there could be something, you know, in the major transformational area, or with finances, or, you know, the divorce, if it's the judge, you know, something like that coming through, wrapping up and hitting that peak at this point. And then the rest of the week, you're really going to be pour a lot of energy into the root of the chart. So this is, you know, you showing up and getting involved and starting to look at past scenarios or interests or issues and how you can rethink things or rework them when it comes to your home, a move, a renovation, the real estate deal, your family, a parent, or a roommate. So something there, you want to show up and get into this and really start to go back to it or release it, revamp it, revise it, whatever that is. So the adjustment is on Wednesday the 27th, and you're really heading back into things for real on the 28th. For Pisces, this full moon today on April 21st and also on Friday the 22nd, is bringing that big climactic high point, and it is financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, birth, death, or third-party scenario topic here. But it's playing out for Pisces either through legal channels, and you're bringing that to fruition, or through travel or with people at a distance. It can be through educational venues. It can be through what you're doing in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity. It can tie in with weddings, religion, or politics. So in one of those areas, you have this big financial or intimate or life or death scenario or divorce thing, you know, reaching its summit. And then in the week ahead, you're really going to be pouring a lot of energy into local activities or short trips or a lot of writing and interviewing and talking and meeting and you know, it's just a huge communication sector. You might get more busy with your neighbors, your siblings, with your vehicles, your electronics, with interviews and sales and agreements. And so, you know, you want to show up, you want to be able to adapt or adjust a little bit on Wednesday to whatever's going on there. And then by Thursday, you're diving into the past with all of this, and you're going to see, you know, what do you need to release? What is it you can revamp? Bring those old ideas back around, the old writing that maybe you'll hear from somebody you auditioned or interviewed with before, or the old offer comes back around. So you really want to give this the time to give it your do-over phase in the 3.5 weeks ahead, and work on that. So that's our week ahead, and I wish everybody quite the wonderful week. I know it's challenging when we have so much energy, you know, all at the same time, more or less, all within about a week and a half of each other, Mars, Pluto, and Mercury all heading backwards for us. But hang in there, and I'm sure we're going to learn a lot. And we've all got each other to lean on. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I'll be back next week at the same time. Have a good one.